somebody else out there has reason to think that they have evidence that the president has committed an impeachable offense that can pass the Congress, please let me know that.
Later on in the podcast, we'll be giving that information out to you where you can help Nancy Pelosi. She's looking for people with information that would lead to an impeachment of President Bush. If you have that kind of information, please pass it on to Miss Nancy Pelosi. That is, we'll give you that number later on in the program. The podcast continues now with a look back at 2007 and forward.
From the podcast, Capital of the World.
This is the last Angry Man's podcast for 2007, and I look forward to 2008.
But first, a babbling bush, another angry dream.
Mr. President, thank you for joining us in our last podcast for 2007. What do you think of the Democrats this year?
There is a functioning government. They did pass a budget last year, and they're in the process of passing their budget this year.
Sir, what, if anything, has made you angry about the Democrats this year?
Our Congress is to the last minute to get things done. I mean, the legislative process is not all that smooth at times.
Mr. President, don't get me wrong, but...
Don't get me wrong. We've got a lot of work to do.
Who does, sir?
I am...
Are you suggesting that?
Not suggesting.
Sir, you've always been suggestive to me.
That, I'm gonna do my part.
Sir, what are you suggesting?
It sounds pretty clear to me.
What's clear to you, sir? What are you suggesting, sir?
I am suggesting.
Where? I mean, here. Wait. What were you talking about again, sir?
Your statement was...
My statement.
What exactly happened?
You mean my statement, right?
You know?
You forgot too, didn't you? We both forgot.
I don't know.
I love when that happens. That's so funny. I have no clue. None.
I just don't know.
I don't know either.
Sure.
Indeed, sir.
I'm disappointed.
Sir, I'm disappointed too, sir, but I can't remember anything for some reason. Do you want me to come back a different time, maybe next year or something?
Without discussion or debate.
Well, then I'm out of here, I guess.
Go away.
Fine, I'm leaving, sir. God.
Promptly. We took an inventory of the silverware. Only a few pieces were missing.
Mr. President, you're not accusing the last angry man of stealing.
I just don't know yet.
You don't know?
I'd be a little careful.
Are you trying to antagonize me, sir?
An antagonistic world.
Fine, whatever that means. Well, you antagonize me, and that's my bone of contention.
I understand it's a bone of contention.
I'm out of here. When you can speak better, I'll come back.
I'd be a little careful.
Why? Is that a threat, sir?
You don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I am not suggesting that,
No, you're just threatening, sir.
No.
Yes.
No.
Most likely.
People are in good times and bad times.
In good times and bad times what?
What will it be?
What will what be?
We wish you happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. You don't like me, sir. Why is that?
You know, unvarnished opinion.
Unvarnished opinion. I'm out of here.
How do you intend to set up your Oval Office? How do you intend to set up your Oval Office? How do you intend to set up your Oval Office?
Earlier in the year, we almost had a nervous breakdown here at the podcast capital when we realized the Democrats weren't going to get us out of the war. It seemed to the last angry man and the rest of us that they had a great opportunity to do something. The Democrats did nothing, caved into President Bush, the most unpopular president in modern history. Nancy Pelosi spoke with us about it.
I don't think she realizes what a letdown she's been to the Democrats, her base, those who will reelect her. Miss Pelosi, have you heard the voice of the people or not?
This new Democratic majority has heard the voices of the American people.
You see, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it.
Why is this war not over, Ms. Pelosi?
Change the debate on the war. We put a bill on the president's desk that we wanted the redeployment of troops out of Iraq to begin.
Yes, and instead of leaving Iraq, they went from Fallujah to Baghdad.
Maybe you should just stop sending the president any bills, Ms. Pelosi. Make a decision.
Make a pledge to the American people, Ms. Pelosi.
No more bills to President Bush.
Never going
to
get a bill on his desk again.
You heard it here tonight. Nancy Pelosi will never put a bill on President
Bush's desk again, ever.
Well, it's good to fantasize sometimes.
Miss Pelosi, stop this war, please.
War, please.
Certainly could do that.
Great, well, we settled that.
That doesn't bar the minority from bringing up a funding resolution. They have their parliamentary prerogatives as well.
Lady, you have an excuse for everything, everything, everything. Is there ever a straight answer with you?
The biggest disappointment for 2007. The letdown of the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi.
The mandate to stop the war in Iraq.
Ignored by the Democratic Party.
Not that anybody cared, but a great part of the year, my favorite part of the year, was this.
For what purposes does the gentleman from Ohio rise?
Mr. Speaker, I have a privileged resolution, and if it's appropriate, I can continue to read it.
The gentleman may read.
Richard B. Cheney, Vice President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
For more, the last 90 man's look back at 2007, look for the next podcast. In the meantime, Happy New Year to all of my friends. The podcast capital of the world, this last 90 man saying, good night.